This article originally appeared on Halton Hills Today, December 5. The town of Halton Hills says moving a wetland area at the edge of Georgetown near Norval will actually improve its long-term sustainability and provide a better habitat for animals. Concerns about the relocation were raised by residents during a recent public meeting for the Southeast Georgetown Secondary Plan. The wetland sits in the middle of an area bordered by 10th Line, 10 Side Road and Norval that's scheduled for development. During a presentation in Halton Hills Council Chambers, Shika Jagwani, a senior urban designer, landscape intern with SGL Planning and Design Inc., said the plan is to relocate the wetland to the northern corner of the development area. "The wetlands are a concern for us," said Heidi Noyce, whose property backs onto the development lands. "I understand that they are going to relocate them to the corner, but as a sustainable community that cares about our environment, why are we taking away from that original wetland?" Aaron Farrell of Wood Environment and Infrastructure Solutions, the project manager for the environmental study of the area, said in its current location, "The wetland is isolated from other waterways. It is the opinion of our ecologist that it would be more sustainable to have the wetland right adjacent to the Silver Creek," he said. "That was the rationale for moving it, putting it in a location where it has a better chance of surviving and thriving." Farrell said that while the wetland is used by wildlife, most of the animals in the area use the land around the local creeks. He said moving the wetland would not only move it closer to the creeks, but would create a safer environment away from traffic. Moise also wondered if it was possible to incorporate the wetland into one of the parkettes planned for that area. "It is an interesting suggestion," Farrell said. "There are requirements for further study and assessment as part of the next stages of planning. Through those next stages, there is an opportunity to review other alternatives for the management of this feature." Farrell noted that Credit Valley Conservation had not raised any concerns about moving the wetland. The preferred land use approved by council calls for commercial and mixed-use buildings along the eastern section of 10 Side Road. The remainder of the southern land would be medium-density housing, stacked townhouses and back-to-back townhouses of 3 to 6 stories, with the taller buildings in the area of 10th Line and Danby Road. The northern portion would be low-density housing, single and semi-detached homes. 3 residents who spoke at the meeting asked for only single homes of no more than 2 stories to remain consistent with the existing homes in the area. The current plan calls for 1 neighborhood park and 2 parkettes, one of which could potentially integrate the existing Russell Farm buildings, should the town proceed with heritage designations. A 3-meter-wide multi-use path is also planned for 10th Line between 10 Side Road and Argyle Road, where it would then connect with an existing walking trail that would be extended to connect to Green Street in Norval. A 10th Line resident raised concerns about the preservation of mature trees on 10th Line where the path would be built. Bill Andrews, Town Commissioner of Transportation and Public Works, said it was still too early in the process, but noted the town does try to avoid taking down trees whenever possible. More information about the Southeast Georgetown Secondary Plan is available on Let's Talk Halton Hills. Residents can ask town staff questions about the plan through the website. Anyone wishing to make a written submission to the town must do so before December 9.